day, everyone, from me, Andre Viljoen, bringing you this week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the stories that were published in Gateway News this week. New nation born as group prays over people's bill by the people for the people. That's the headline of one of our reports, and it is based on an interview with Dr. Mike Louis, one of the architects of the direct election bill. Speaking to Gateway News, he shared how what was supposed to be a press conference about the bill outside the gates of Parliament turned into a very moving prayer meeting over the bill in the main chamber of Parliament, where the bill will be debated. Dr. Louis said the bill, which follows a groundbreaking constitutional court ruling on electoral reform in June, was formally submitted to the Speaker of Parliament on Wednesday, ushering in a new era of accountable governance in South Africa. In another piece, we interview Bishop Peter Sekonyane to find out more about a proposed national campaign of prayer walks and drives aimed at combating violence in South Africa. We find out about Bishop Sekonyane's long history of mobilizing prayer among children, youth, and adults, his experience of the power of prayer, and how local prayer coordinators can connect with this campaign. Other headlines this week include: pioneer pastor Jimmy Crompton soared into heaven after 53 years in ministry. Transgender activists trying to cancel doctor for presenting alternative medical viewpoint. And true short story, The Boy at McDonald's. You can read more about these stories and more online at gatewaynews.co.za, or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter. God bless you abundantly until we meet again in next week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa.